Hey folks, Dr. Nicole Truesdell here. As always, I'm your host and guide for this podcast, Abolitionist Dreamscape. So welcome. All right, y'all. So we're back. This is episode 12. Now, I was initially going to have this episode be a conversation that I had on TikTok Live about 2 weeks ago with Robert Peoples of A Finest Humanity, but it's not working. I can't get that motherfucker up at all. Like the video is now only audio. When I download it, I re-download it. I can't get it off of my photos onto any platform or onto a hard drive. It keeps giving me errors. And I've been trying for the past 2 weeks since I recorded the episode with Robert. So that episode will come whenever I can figure out either mine or Robert's recording ends up working out. So in the meantime, I'm recording this episode that I plan on doing later on in the season now, so that we keep this momentum going of the podcast coming out. And I'm really committed to keeping this momentum going. And I figured, you know what, fuck it. When shit doesn't happen that you think is supposed to, pivot. And I'm going to pivot and talk about the crossroads once more. But this time I'm going to talk about what happened when I did my own working at the crossroad, then forgot about it and was confused when I felt like no matter what I was trying to do, I was being stalled. And how when I ended up going to a reader to figure out what the fuck was going on in December, she had to essentially gently speak back to me that I was the one that was causing this strife in my life. So let's talk about that in this episode, okay? Now, before I go there, as I always, I got to do my housekeeping. And my housekeeping is really a way for me to explain what I do for folks who may just be listening for the first time, or if you're joining me back, are interested in working with me. So I can only do this podcast by the support of those who have been engaged in my work from the beginning. And so I'm a former higher ed administrator and educator, faculty member who left about 2 years ago to go off on my own and start my own consulting and creative services business, which is Abolitionist Dreamscapes, that the podcast is named after. And so in order to support my work, you can do so a number of different ways. There's both monetary and non-monetary ways of support. So if you want to support me monetarily, you can do so through subscription-based services that I offer through my Patreon, which is also Abolitionist Dreamscapes. I'll put that on the show notes below, alongside my Substack as well. So I do both in-depth teachings around what it means to break things that don't work for us and dream of things that can be through my Patreon. And then on my Substack, I write about these things as well. So both of them have options to do reoccurring support for my work. And those are really foundational because they give me the ability to continue to create in the public with things like my podcast here and also my social media platforms like TikTok, IG, and YouTube that I also teach through as well. So those are different ways you can support. I also accept donations through my Cash App, PayPal, Zelle, and Venmo. All my handles are also at Dr. Nicole Truesdell. Now, if monetary support is not available to you, but you do want to ensure that my work is out there, then the other ways you can support is through your likes, shares, and comments, especially on platforms like YouTube. I am working on trying to have my channel monetized. In order to do that, I have to have my views up. It's algorithm. So if you cannot support monetarily, but you want to support energetically, liking, sharing, viewing my content on all my socials, especially on platforms like YouTube, is really helpful for me in the long term. And also, I'm a consultant and an executive coach. So if you or others you know of are looking for someone to work with their organization to help them imagine how to do their procedures and processes differently through a more humane lens, or yourself are looking for one-on-one or group coaching or work, I offer that as well. You can find that and more on my website, drnicoletruesdell.com. And then finally, I am also an astrologer. I'm a Western tropical whole signs astrologer, and I read the chart through an abolitionist lens. And my books are open, and I now have the ability to book directly online through my website as well. So you can go to drnicoletruesdell.com, and you can click on astrology readings and book your journey to self reading with me. And if you're just interested in working with me and not sure where to go, you can also book a 15-minute consultation call with me, and you can see how to do so as well on my website. All right. So I think that's all the logistics I have for right now. So let's get into the episode. So back in November, I decided that I needed to do some work because I needed to move some energy around. I was feeling stagnant and feeling a bit, honestly, overwhelmed. Now, at that time, it had been, I think, about 4 weeks, maybe only about a month into the now in ongoing genocide that we're seeing happening in Gaza. So just in general, the air was tense, right? And I was also feeling burnt out. Like the last episode I did for season one, I was talking about how I realized I needed to take a step back a bit from social media because it felt like no matter how much I gave, there was an expectation to give more, but there wasn't really that kind of reciprocity back, right? Because I work for myself and there was some reality, like reality was hitting for me that like, if I was going to be working for myself, then I needed to have it in a way that I wasn't just reproducing how I used to be. I needed to make a new way for myself, right? So I was like, okay, maybe I should do some work or do some workings. Now I always joke and say that like I'm lazy, so I really don't do work a lot, right? And I really have to take that back. And I have to take that back because my ancestors got on my ass about this. Like all my ass about this, along with the other spirits that work with me, right? Because I realized that I was falling into the trap that I teach about all the time, and that we have to ensure that the definitions of the word we use are ones that are not reproduced coloniality. And so when I was talking about doing working, spiritual workings, right? What I mean by that is, you know, actually doing rituals, essentially, or doing Ebo, whatever you call it in your tradition or in your practice, right? It's essentially moving energy around and actually doing something. Well, I joke all the time saying that I'm a lazy worker, so I really don't do work a lot, but that's not true. I do work all the time. But the work I do is in building the relationships with my spirits. So I am constantly, constantly feeding my spirits. I have a constant ritual and a constant, I keep saying constant, y'all, sorry. But I have a consistent relationship and ritualization I do with feeding my ancestors. I feed my warriors, right? I feed my tree outside, the tree, the land itself. Like there's a constant way that I am in a relationship with the spirits around me, with the primordials that I work with the ancestors that I work with. So there was a way that I wasn't recognizing that then. So at that time, I'm saying all that, because at that time in November, I was like, well, maybe I should do some work. Like I should really do something to move this energy around because shit was just feeling heavy. And I had told myself that I hadn't broken my life just to still be repeating the same patterns or feeling like trapped, feeling confined, feeling like I'm beholden to something. I don't want to be beholden to a boss no more than I want to be beholden, quite frankly, to this internet. Like, I don't want to be beholden to these social media platforms that I have learned through and built relationships with. I don't want to be beholden to that, right? Like, this is really like, I swear to God, this is like my Leo coming out, my Leo North Node and my Leo Sun, like, as a Scorpio rising, like, don't confine me. Like, I got to be able to move and shift how I want. But I didn't feel like I was. I felt like I was beholden to like this kind of repetitive cycle of getting up, creating, producing, digesting, right? Consuming to regurgitate again over and over. And it was making me sick. Like I was starting to feel sick again in my body. So I went out to the Honeycomb Network, and I talked about the Honeycomb last episode with Tracy. That's where I met Tracy back in October. And that's a space that I've really come to both love and appreciate because it's been a location that I'm starting to remake community for myself here in Chicago, right? So if you're in the Chicago area, this is not a sponsorship. I just love the Honeycomb and I love Denise who runs it. It's a great space, especially for BIPOC and queer folks who are also engaged with the relationship to land and ancestors. It's great. So I went out there because she was doing, she was hosting, there was an event where there was a bunch of different spiritualists there. And I decided that I needed to get some incense and I needed to go get some palm oil. That's right. I was going to go get some palm oil, and somebody that I knew that I met at the Honeycomb, who's in my tradition, her and her wife, they had some for me. So I went out there to go get it. That's what it was, y'all. That's what it was. It's coming back to me now. Okay. So I went out there to go get some palm oil because I needed to give some to my warriors. I ran out I was told, like, we want some palm oil. So this is why I made the effort to go out there. Now, when I was out there, another person I had met who I had taken a workshop with, it was a really cool workshop, actually, y'all. I took this workshop back in probably early October, before I took Tracy's class on sensual and sexual energy and working with your sexual energy, especially if you have a wound. And so it was by a lovely spiritualist who is also a sex doula and a tantra worker and an energy worker. So she gave a workshop about, like, how we can really work with that energy. So she was there doing reading. She also is in my tradition and she gives reading. So I said, let me go get a reading because I felt the urge. So I sat down with her and because again, I felt this energy of just heaviness and, like, I could feel myself becoming sick and becoming overwhelmed, but I knew I was also missing something when I was trying to, like, you know, hear what my people were trying to tell me. So this is when I'm like, I don't try to be too stubborn and I go to somebody else to kind of help me make sense when I feel like I'm kind of hearing static or mishearing things, right? So I trusted her. I had already seen her intellectual kind of pedagogy of her work. That's why I chose her, or basically was drawn to her, I should say, to help me with this reading. So she gives me a reading, right? And the reading essentially is verifying that, yes, you are feeling overwhelmed. Yes, you need to take a step back because you're giving too much and you need to think about reciprocity. Like, you have to basically, I kept hearing, y'all. So side note, a lot of times when, like, I feel things or, like, things are making sense of things, I hear things as songs or lyrics. You're learning a lot about me in this episode. And so this is why I love working with music so much, because I literally hear music. So when I was talking with her and she was giving me the reading, I kept hearing, practice what you preach. I was like, okay, Barry. Right. So, but they were trying to tell me, they're like, listen, you're teaching all these lessons, but you really have to embody them. Like, remember, you have to practice what you preach. And so this idea of reciprocity, because I had just done talking about reciprocity and how, you know, you can't just expect folks to give of their gifts. They have to also be fed back. And I wasn't being fed back at that time in a way that was replenishing me. I felt depleted. So they were like, yeah, girl, you're depleted. So you have to be the one to move that energy. So this is how they get you, right? This is how the spirits are smart, y'all, because they will always know how to help you along the path that you asked for, but you need guidance with, but don't realize that you need guidance with the path you asked for. This is what I mean by that. So I'm working with her, right? So the reading is, they're verifying, yes, take the break. So then she says, you know what? I did this thing. She was like, I made a contract with myself. And she was like, I was a little extra, but I made a contract with myself. And I wrote down all the things that, like, I wanted to release and annul this lifetime. And then after that, wrote down all the things I wanted to bring in. And she was like, and I was, you know, then I took it, you know, and I, you know, I anointed it. And then I took it to the crossroad, right? Next to a railroad, you know? So she was like, you can go anywhere you want. But, like, she was like, if you really want to kind of really shift some energy, that can really do it for you. Now, at that time, right, I hadn't really heard the lesson that I had told you at the very beginning of this story about I needed to rethink how I was defining work, because I was not understanding that I had been doing workings for the past few years now, because I had been so consistent with my developing my relationship with my various spirits that I work with, that my offerings and prayers and just, like, breaking and remaking was working. So I hadn't learned that yet, right? So when she told me that she had done this contract and she had all these steps and had went to, like, the crossroads and worked with the elements, right? My people knew that, because that was a formula that I understood as a former academic. I can do a motherfucking contract, right? You tell me that in order for me to get out of this funk, I need to write this shit down in a way that is clear and concise and has a logic to it, and that I can take it to a location that I know into, like, scientifically is a space that will clear things. I said, bet, boo. Because at the time I'm thinking, I ain't done no work in a while, so this is a working I can do. Okay, you following me here? If you're following me here, let me know. Comment below, okay? Whatever platform you're listening to, okay? So then what do I do? So my ass is extra, right? Because again, I'm an overachiever. It's called emotional damage, right? I got fucking PTSD, CPTSD. So like anytime you tell me that I need to show up and perform, I'm going to do extra. So I go home, y'all, and I get on my Google Docs. And she gave me a template, right? And it was a template for like a soul tie, like it dead ass. It was like this like soul tie from Islam. Honestly, like it's part of like a marriage contract, right? And it was beautiful and it made sense. It was like, we're going to annul these things in the past, both spiritually and in the mundane, because we are calling these things in together as a union. And I was like, perfect. I'll just break my relationship. I'll break my relationship to all past ties to any poverty or lack mindset I have about my ability to essentially go on my own. So I'll basically try to erase all doubt and fear that I can do this. And then what I'll call in is I'll call in that I want to work with creativity and ease, that I can easily work and things will come to me as I flow and am in my creativity, right? So I did all of that, right? Thought, okay, this makes sense. Wrote that shit up, printed it out, signed that shit with my name, put some personal effects on it so it was tied together, rolled it, took it outside, rolled it away from me, tied it up, bounded it, anointed it. Y'all. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to dispose of it not only at a crossroad. I said, I'm going to find me a crossroad next to the railroad that's by a cemetery, because that way I'm just going to kill this shit, right? 3 for 1. This is my logic, right? So this makes sense logically. I'm not thinking with my body. I'm thinking with my mind. This is how my people, again, people, your ancestors are smart. Got my ass to do all of this extra, knowing that they have been good and well fed for a while. Okay. So do all of that. I find that now I'm going to live on the South Side of Chicago. If you know the South Side Chicago terrain, what I just said, a crossroad by a railroad, by a cemetery, is actually very easy to find. It is extremely easy to find because this whole area is full of cemeteries, full of railroads that are actively working. Again, I can't move any direction without hitting a goddamn, hitting a train. And not just a metro train, the fast commuter, the old school rail train. This is a big commuter location or a big rail through for the major railroads, right? And crossroads are everywhere because of that. So I found me a crossroad, three-way crossroad too, not even four, three-way, ran right up into that railroad, y'all, that was right in front of a cemetery. And I took that petition, I took some liquor, I took some tobacco, I took a cigar, and I think I took something else. I forgot, but I'm not supposed to tell, I guess. I lit that thing on fire. I said what I said. I poured that shit. And then I walked away, right? And then I forgot I did it. I dead ass forgot that I had even did it, right? Because I think at that time, it was now December and it was now the holiday time. I was trying to finish up some work. I was starting to feel really sick at that point. And I was going back and forth with my ex because we were trying to figure out the holidays. So it was just kind of a crazy time, you know, hectic time in general to begin with. So I forgotten I had even done all of that quote unquote working, right? Then I start to try to do some things because I told myself I was going to take December off. I even told y'all episode 10 that I was going to take December off. I really did it, right? My ass said I was taking December off and I was still doing astrology readings. I was working on the website and behind the scenes. I was working on the Patreon. Like I had not really taken the time off, but I had told myself I'd taken the time off because I was stopping doing the TikToks as much. I wasn't making the kind of short form content that was for mass consumption, but I hadn't really taken the time back, right? So every time I was trying to do stuff, I had leads that didn't pan out. Like I was trying to get contracts, you know, set my first quarter up, you know, for the quote unquote Gregorian New Year, even though I knew we were going to be in dead of winter, all of this stuff that I knew I wasn't connecting, that I wasn't embodying and doing. So I was hitting roadblock by roadblock by roadblock. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I was actually starting to feel very internally irritated and angry. And that's a tell for me. If I'm irritated and angry internally, I have no idea why, but I can't not stop not being that way. Something's off, right? So I wasn't making sense of it. And I ended up going to this spiritual shop because I needed to get some incense. I was out of incense and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me just go sit down for a reading because I'm irritated right now. And what the hell is going on with my job? Like I was like, what is going on with my work? So I sit down with this reader, right? And I didn't know her at all, but I was just like, y'all just got to talk through her. Help me figure some shit out. So long story short, you know, we're doing this reading and she was like, whoa, girl, your energy. And I said, I know, boo, I know. I'm irritable. Can you explain to me what the fuck is going on? And she was like, well, there seems to be, she was a white woman. I'm saying this on purpose because this will help because her practice was not the same as mine. So she kept saying, well, you did some kind of law of attraction. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I wasn't making the connection then. Because in my head, I'm like, she's like, you did a manifestation. And I'm like, in my head, I was like, I don't do manifestations like that. But I kept hearing, listen to what she's saying. Like, so I could hear my people saying, calm the fuck down and just hear what she's saying. It'll make sense later. Right. I said, fine. Right. I literally was like, fine. I could be a brat, y'all, just so you know, I can really be a brat anyway. So she was like, there is a manifestation. She was like, there is a blockage. She was like, you're the block. You're the block, essentially. So she was like, so she was trying to help me figure out how to unblock myself. And her suggestions to me were making me more irritated, but it wasn't her fault. It was that I knew her suggestions were limited by what her capacity was to understand the overall issue. We have different languages we were using, right? And so I knew she was telling me what I needed to hear, but I knew how she was telling me was not the right language, right? And to help that make sense. So then later that night, I go home, and I'm not gonna lie, I smoked a joint. I was like, okay, what the hell is going on? And then it came. They were like, she was saying law of attraction, but what that was the crossroad. They were like, girl, this is your working. You did this to you. You went to the crossroad and you said, I am dying. I'm killing off the parts of me and my connection to energetically ideas of what it means for me to have to work my ass off in order for me to have a little bit. I'm tired. You said you were done with that. So you wanted ease. In order to have ease, you said you needed to be creative. You have not been creative. You are trying to produce. So you are literally blocking yourself. So when she said the manifestation, she was talking about the contract. And I said, oh, bitch, really? Y'all, they sick of me. They sick of me. I was just like, damn. That's deep. And they were like, yeah. So what else did she say? And I was like, oh. And every time I was trying to force something, that was me blocking myself because I'm the one that said, they were like, yes, you wanted ease and to be creative. So you have to figure out what that means, which means you need some space and you need rest and you didn't take it. So this is the lesson, right? You're getting what you asked for, but can you receive it? Right? Practice what you preach. Said two motherfucking touche, right? But they were right. So that is the lesson that I learned at the crossroads. And that is later on then, So after that, right? I had to then take January because January, you know what happened in January? I got sick. I got so goddamn sick, I couldn't get out of bed. I had the flu that turned into a sinus infection that turned into having like an outbreak on my face that then once I thought I was well, I wasn't. I ended up having COVID. It was 6 weeks of nonstop sickness, like where I couldn't do anything, right? Except be and be with myself in my bed, watching a whole lot of TV shows, right? And I'm going to talk about that in a whole other episode because part of that show watching was the curriculum that my friend had given me as a late in life gay that I talk about on my TikTok. Don't worry about that, y'all. I'll talk about that in another episode. But the whole point was I essentially got what I asked for, but I got it in a way that wasn't necessarily the way I wanted it to. but in a way that was required because I had asked for ease, but I kept pushing myself. And there's a consequence to that, right? Our bodies are finite. I talk about this all the time, but I wasn't realizing that I was still pushing myself because it wasn't as bad or as much as I had done in the past. But that's not a great way or a great indicator because my pain tolerance was way too high in the past. So it's almost like I have to go at a pain tolerance of nothing right now. Like if it hurts a little bit, that is the pain tolerance I have. Because if I don't, then it creeps up to the point where I can always say, well, it's not as bad as. Does that make sense? You know, and so it's a lesson, right? It's a lesson I'm still learning right now. Even today, this episode, I've had to realize, okay, well, fuck it. Maybe I'm not supposed to put that episode up right now. We got to figure out how to get the conversation with me and Robert out, but I'm going to talk about something else then and see how this goes, right? Ease and flow, because I wanted to still create. I wanted to keep the energy and momentum going for a modality of me teaching that I really like. I like this format. I like to do the podcast. I'm working on my poetry right now and putting it to music and working with a friend who's also a music producer as well to experiment with more things that I want to be able to do in order to kind of continue the working, but the work in a way that is truly much more creative for me versus reproductive of how I was trained to be, which is the kind of lecture-based, you know, scheduled, always producing type of modality that was killing me, right? So that's what happens when you make a contract with yourself at the crossroads and you're using the definitions of the colonizer to define what work is, when in actuality, I had been sitting in spiritual work for so long that my people were like, we have to do something with all this energy you gave us. Fuck it. We'll use this opportunity to get her to basically make a contract with herself. So now the work can be done, right? So now things are being put in place for me that I feel the more I lean into essentially my eccentricity, the more it'll make more sense of what it means to do work spiritually that feeds my creativity versus defining work in this very productive capitalistic way. All right. I'm going to stop there. I hope that makes sense, y'all. But let me know what some thoughts are below for you all. Thanks for joining in as always. Now, up next, I actually have more guests coming on. So please subscribe so that you can see who I'm going to be talking to next. And as always, keep dreaming because it's in our dreamscapes that we will actually be able to have the futures we say we truly want.